Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Okay. Hi, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How's it going?
You know, there's a little bit of chaotic energy around here today, I'm not going to lie, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on the chaotic energy because you see this little person? I have Milesy Poo with us today. He was not feeling his best and had a little fever this morning, so we're going to go see a healer later today, but for the most part, he is going to be home with me, hanging out, and hopefully he'll take a few naps in between, but it's kind of thrown me off. But I'm
totally
powerful
get it.
And strong, and you know, I can handle a seven-month-old. I mean, I could do this thing.
I mean, we're moms. We do hard things every day.
Yes, absolutely. It's like, I like to compartmentalize things when it comes to like the kids and work and different things. And you are so graceful in integrating everything. So this is my chance now to like tap into some of that grace that you show on a regular basis and really just bring that in. So I'm here for it. So if anyone hears me like squealing or screaming, that's what that's about.
I don't know how graceful it is on my end because there's definitely someone singing Baby Shark on my lap right now, but you know, it's life. It's just how we do it sometimes. And I'm happy to see Miles' cute little chunky face.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm happy too. And it is how we live life. This is life, right? I know we've had plenty of conversations around that. And speaking of like living life, I find that there are not so much hacks, because I think hacks isn't the right word, but there are ways in which we can live a really awesome life in an alignment with ourselves. And so, Lauren, I would love for you to tell us who we have on today and what we have going on.
Yes, Rashida, today we have with us Birgie Stower, and Birgie is here to help reintroduce you to your highest self through diving deep down into the details of your human design chart, or by guiding you on a quantum healing hypnosis technique journey. She loves supporting you on the journey toward remembering and reclaiming these often forgotten parts of yourself so that you can live your more embodied life that's in flow and in alignment. So she is an HD reader and a QHHT level one intern. Welcome, 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 Birgie.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you. So nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited about this conversation today, and we love to start off every conversation with the same question. And that question is, what is spirituality to you?
So spirituality to me, I guess, would be right now following my strategy and authority. So that's the human design component of it, something that I try to tap into every day. So I am a projector, which means that my strategy is to wait for the invitation. And my authority is the emotional authority, which means I usually need a little bit more time than other people to make those really big decisions in my life. But generally speaking, you know, this is something that I connect with every day. But presence, which I think we're going to talk a little bit more about today together as well. Being present is one of the greatest challenges at the same time as it brings the greatest rewards that I've been working on for the past maybe 10 years or so. So that's still something that I do daily.
Yeah, I actually love presence and being present and knowing like how to tap into that, because when I think about my life, there have been so many moments where, I'm not going to say moments, there have been a lot of time where I just haven't been in the moment, you know, we kind of get on this autopilot. So I love how you talked about like your strategy and authority. So for those who don't know what human design is, can you give a little information about what that is?
Of course, yeah. thanks for asking. So essentially, human design is this blueprint that is black on white, showing the gifts from the exact moment when you're born. So it's the exact time of birth as well as location of birth. And this chart shows you the gifts that you're here to share, the gifts that you're here to lean on, and the way that your energy flows the best. So that means, you know, sometimes we grow up trying to be something that we're not. And this is called conditioning in human design, that through human design, we can learn to see these gifts and to reclaim them as our true gifts, what we're here to share, what we're born to do, and then to lean into these and then let go of everything and all the stories and all the conditioning that does not serve us or our energy. So it's kind of like switching from going upstream and struggling to flowing with, you know, going with the flow and going downstream again.
I love that.
So it sounds like an opportunity to like truly get to know yourself. And I'd love to know, like, what is different between human design and like Western astrology? I know that Western astrology has to do with like the placement of the stars when you were born. But how did human design come about?
Yeah. So human design, it includes Western astrology. So that's a big component of it. But it also includes the chakra system. And it includes the Kabbalah, the I Ching. And there's a couple other different components to it as well, such as bioenergetics and quantum physics and everything. So imagine that in the universe flows neurons, which are these teeny tiny little particles, and they're flowing constantly through the universe, and they're getting filtered through the planets. So similarly to Western astrology, where the planets kind of symbolizes different things and qualities with ourselves, these neurons determine, you know, our design, and they bring these qualities through the different planets into us at the exact time and the place where we're born. And these are gifts that we will bring with us through the rest of our lives. So there's a lot of similarities. So, you know, like Venus is all about love and the values and romantic, you know, romantic love and love for self and so on. So the human design gates that you have in Venus, for instance, those would be the gates that you would lean into in order to get support in those areas of your life. So they certainly share a lot of similarities. But in addition, there's a whole other component in terms of the 9 different chakras, the centers in your body, and all the hexagram lines through which the gates are expressed, the gates and channels. You know, it's a lot of details, and it sounds maybe a little bit complicated if you're not familiar with this from before. But once you get the reading or you dive into this yourself and you learn more about how this works, it really isn't, you know, that complicated. And it is the most beautiful thing because it is there black on white, giving you practical tools that you can use every day to best manage the way that your energy flows and the way, you know, you interact with other people, the way that you make decisions and kind of get out of your head and into your body.
Yeah, I never heard of human design until about 2 years ago. And I learned about it through Dharma Coaching Institute, where Lorna and I trained to be soul purpose coaches. And, you know, I didn't really dig into it because I was told I had to have my birth time. And then I met you, Bergie, and I got a reading. And to say that I felt so seen, so understood, and I know it's a blueprint for my life, but the reading that you gave just unlocked a part of me that was like, oh, like, this is how I stay in alignment. This is how I get in alignment. This is why maybe certain things weren't working for me. And Lauren, I know you had a reading as well. How was your first reading?
Well, yeah, it's pretty new for me too. I think, you know, when I first saw my chart, I was just a little bit overwhelmed because it's Well, if you look up your human design chart, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of shapes and lines, like Bergie was talking about earlier. But I really enjoyed the reading that I got once we like got into the depth. And at first, when I was hearing about human design, I was like, I just don't, like, I'm not resonating. I don't know if my design type is right. But it's kind of like, well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of crossover with Western astrology, but it's also similar in the way that, like, yeah, you can know what your sun sign is, but there's so much more to your chart than that. And you have to look at all of the pieces and put them together to really like figure out how you operate. So really similar with human design. So the more that I've kind of dived into it, the more interesting I found it. I would love to know, Bergie, let's start with the basics. So you talked about your design type. You're a projector. What does that mean? And what are the different design types?
Sure. So essentially there are five different design types. Excuse me. So there's the projector, there's the generator, there's the manifester, there's the manifesting generator, and then there's the reflector, in no particular order. And essentially what that means is that each of these types have a completely different auric field. So it's a completely different mode of operation for each of these auras. So for instance, a projector, which is the energy type that I have, along with about 20 to 25% of the population or so, it's a penetrative aura, which means that I really thrive in one-on-one situations, in situations where the other person is receptive to hear and feel and want to know my insights, because my aura is penetrating their aura and therefore able to kind of pick up on what they need to hear in the moment. Maybe I have some unique insights about that person or their life. And if I share these insights without this being invited or the other person being open to it energetically, it can feel repelling to the other person. So that's a huge life-changing thing as a projector to know, you know, because you may be used to just kind of sharing all of your insights all the time with everyone you meet and everyone you're around, including your family, when there's no invitation there. And that can lead to this feeling of not, you know, you not wanting to, or not, excuse my English, not being heard and not being received. Yeah. So that's the main thing as a projector that you have to be aware of. Now, as a generator, for instance, which is the type that you are, I believe, Lauren, you have an open and enveloping aura that feels really friendly. So strangers that come into your auric field, they may feel instantly just super comfortable and close to you. It's kind of like this big warm hug you can compare it to, that you're just embracing this other person and you're open to it. And you're also open to the environments that you're around. You have a lot of energy in your body, typically speaking, as long as you're following your strategy, which is to respond. And what that means is that you are responding to things in front of you. You're listening to your body. You're asking yourself, how does my body feel about what's in front of me right now? You know, and then if there's something that you're really, really lit up by, this is really felt in your aura. And by doing that, and by allowing yourself to follow what lights you up, you will actually spread this beautiful energy to everyone around you and inspire others just through your presence alone. So super, super beautiful energy. So generators make up the majority of the population. So it is a fairly common energy type. And the second most common energy type is your energy type, Rashida, which is the manifesting generator. Now, this is similar to the generator in terms of the auric field being really open and warm, but it's also got this element from the manifester, which we will talk about in a second, which is that you have a really powerful aura, and other people will kind of react to you energetically and be like, whoa, you know, someone just entered the room, like she's got some power to her, like what's this, you know, what's this all about? Now, that means that similarly to Lauren and other generators, you have a strategy to respond. So you also practice presence, coming back to your body in the moment and asking yourself what's in front of you and seeing how your body reacts. So when you feel lit up and you feel that uplifting feeling, this expansion inside of you, then you know it's the right thing for you to do or eat or research or what have you. That you have this second element too, which is that you may want to do three things at once, or four, or five.
So true.
Yeah. And you have to allow yourself to do that, because you have to follow that gut instinct of, yes, I want to do this. This is super interesting. This charges my energy field. It makes me feel magnetic, you know, super excited. So you allow yourself to do all the things and trust that it'll all come together perfectly in divine timing, while also practicing informing, because that is the strategy of the manifester, which I will talk about in a second. But to inform other people maybe about your sacral responses, you know, something that you're lit up by or inspired by in the moment, maybe share that with the people around you, because when you inform, which means you share, you talk, you communicate with the people around you, especially to the people who are close to you or who you are in family with and so on, it makes them soften, because then they will know what's going on in your life. They don't have to question themselves anymore. Which brings me to the manifestor, because it's a really, really interesting energy type. That's only about 8% or so of the population. Now, like I mentioned with Rashida, their auric field is really, really impactful and really strong, but it's closed. So you can kind of imagine this like egg around this person's energy field, which means that me, for instance, as a projector, would not be able to penetrate this auric field. So when I'm with the manifestor, which is my partner, which is a funny dynamic, I'm constantly finding myself thinking, I can't read him. I just don't know what he's thinking. I just can't, you know, I don't know what he's doing. I can't, like, I can't get a hold of him. You know, I can't quite understand him like I can with 95% of the population, you know? So that's a really funny thing, because it really impacts our dynamic and our relationship. So I have started to inform with him, to open up the space for him to inform with me. And he's so good at it now. So now he's really good at telling me, okay, I'm just taking the dog for a walk, instead of me wondering where he's going all of a sudden. And it just helps me to relax and soften and know, okay, he's taking the dog for a walk. Perfect. That's great. So the manifestor is a really, really interesting type. They can have these creative insights that are kind of like bursts and creative energy that they feel so lit up by, that come, you can kind of imagine it coming down through the crown, or just like filling them up with something that they want to do or pursue. And then they don't have constant energy in their bodies, which means that they need to be really mindful about resting and giving themselves enough time to kind of calm down and recuperate between each project. But another thing is not doing all the work themselves in a project. So if they have a genius idea, see if you can delegate some of these tasks to other people, around you, to kind of lighten that burden off yourself. And maybe you can stay in some sort of creative managing role and overseeing things. That would be ideal, somewhere where you don't have to spend all of your energy yourself. And the reflector, which is the fifth type, that's only about 1% of the population. And these are super interesting people, because they have no definition in their chakras, in the centers. So they are very heavily influenced by the people they're around, by the environments they're in, but also the moon cycles, because the moon cycles through the 64 gates approximately every 28 days. So that means every day, every moment, the reflector might feel something different. And to them, it can be really detrimental to try to identify themselves too hard or too rigid with, you know, something external, such as, you know, I am this, where it's much better for them to realize that I am this in the moment, because that is what I feel right now. However, when I clear out at the end of the day, release all the impressions, release all the energy that's not mine, that's not serving me, it's not my own energy, it's something that I've picked up throughout the day, then they come back to their true self, which is an expansive, beautiful, clear slate that is mirroring the people that they're with. So it's really, really, really beautiful, because the reflectors are here to kind of show us who we are. When you're interacting with the reflector, they will automatically mirror your energy and parts of your design that are defined in your chart, so that you can actually get to know yourself better. And it's beautiful, but what they have to do for their own self-maintenance is to really make sure that they retreat, release, take some time alone, spend some time in nature, and recharge. Because, you know, if they identify with everybody else's emotions or energy, it can be really, really detrimental to their energy buildup. You know, they can feel drained and burnt out. So their strategy is to wait a 28-day lunar cycle before making any major decisions, and to just take care of themselves, like I mentioned, energetically by clearing out at the end of the day. So that's the basic. I know I was going to keep this short. That was my intention, but there's so much to dive into, and I love talking about this. So you just have to excuse me for running with this.
No, I love it. And yeah, there is a lot, but I think starting with the types is a really good starting point. Like we were saying, it's kind of like the sun sign. But yeah, each chart is really intricate. So while, of course, you're sharing all of this wonderful information, I definitely recommend that anyone interested get a professional reading, because somebody who truly understands how to read it is going to give you so much insight into yes. your personality and really how to navigate life, like you're talking about. So you mentioned that I'm a generator and Rashida's a manifesting generator. Due to that, what does that mean about us working together?
Yeah. So it's funny because when you put the two charts of you together into one chart, you complete each other in ways that I personally never have seen before. And it's so beautiful. So another big thing about your individual charts is that you have something called split definition, which means that you have two separate areas of your body with definition, but these two areas aren't connected together. So subconsciously, you might be seeking for this person or something outside of yourself to kind of bridge that gap. And how that's the cool thing is when the two of you come together, you have a chart with a single definition. And that means, you know, you feel like the other person is kind of completing you in a certain way. However, I just really want to stress that no one in the world can complete you, because you really and truly are complete as you were born to be. And your design is perfect the way it is. It's nothing that changes throughout your life. And you're born with these gifts, and you're born with these splits, if that's what you're born with. And that's part of who you are. However, as a generator and manifesting generator, you both share this sacral response and the need to be present in your body and to ask yourself, what lights me up in this moment? Does my body feel lit up by what I'm doing? And the cool thing is the two of you together coming together. It's so cool, because when both of you are in alignment you come together as even more powerful than just the one of you separately. So the two of you diving in and doing a podcast is amazing. I'll touch a little bit more about that later, because there's some certain gates and channels that you have that are just so perfect for podcasting. However, the cool thing too is that there's four electromagnetic or attraction channels. And what that means is that Lauren has one gate and Rashida has the other gate that together form a whole channel. And this is really rare to have four of them in one composite chart together. That's a lot. So that means you two have a lot of electromagnetic sparks. You have a lot of this kind of inspired feeling when you're with each other. And the fact that you're sharing this with all of us, it's just fascinating and really, really cool. So that's the main thing.
Yeah, I love that so much because it feels true. Like it rings true. You can be with certain people and, you know, you like them and they're friends and it's great, but there's like this different type of energy. And the fact that you said inspiring, like Lauren lights me up all the time. Like she has so many ideas and so many things and she's so knowledgeable, and it just makes me want to, like, I'm just going to say this phrase, get on my A game, but it just makes me feel so good and just want to do, not just for myself, and not just for her, but for humanity, because I see that like in her as well. And it's just like a really good reflection for me. So that resonates so much for me.
Yeah, it does for me too. And Rashida, she's really like grounding for me and helps me like see myself, I guess, in like the best light possible. So if I'm not feeling too hot about like where I'm at that day or something, she really helps me bring things into perspective, which is always needed. You know, it's good to have cheerleaders, and she's definitely my cheerleader and I'm hers.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. Elevate each other.
Bergie, so since we naturally like kind of fell into each other, I should say, you know, we became friends, we have a friendship, we started this podcast. You know, would you recommend people getting a reading, like obviously get a reading, but also like with their partners, to know their partners and to kind of know how to navigate those relationships as well?
For sure. That's a great question. So essentially, when you're in alignment yourself, that's the most important thing in human design. And you're able to let go of everything that you're not. You come back to who you're really meant to be. You come back into the flow. Everything feels easy. And you know how to best manage and operate in the world with your energy. That's how you can truly enter into a partnership authentically, where the other person also has the room to do so. Mm. So, you know, that's so, so important, because, you know, if two people come together, there's no use for them to look at their human design together, or each other's design, until they really come into their own authentic selves, right? So that's a really great question. But yeah, so that's the most important thing, is we work on ourselves first. We get to know our strategy and our authority, which are the two most important things. And then together, we come together as two full beings. And whether, you know, you and your partner have any electromagnetic channels or not is not important. You know, it's just that little extra spice, you could say.
Yeah, I like that. I also like, so I do like the fact that like human design really is like this self process. It's this like knowing yourself. And I think in anything, like when we learn who we really are and have like the tools to kind of like navigate our way through life, because life can be crazy, right? it just creates this more powerful way of living and being. So for the relationship, and then also, Bergie, I also got a reading with you for Maceana, and I think that reading was so powerful, so validating. And I keep saying powerful because, guys, like, it really is. If you have not gotten a reading, it just, it's one of those things that you're like, why have I not known about this before? But Maceana, I was having some challenges. Now, fast forward, I'm still having some challenges, but it's part of her design in a way. You were talking about areas, defined or undefined areas, those areas that are open or closed to like conditioning. And I tried pulling her chart by myself. And when I pulled it, all of her areas were defined, which really means she's not very open to conditioning. Which in a way, I found that, and I intuitively knew that in the beginning, because she was such, even as a baby, you could just like see her like looking at things and like calculating, not really like taking it in. Like, I know what I'm doing and I don't know what these people out here are doing. So I found that so helpful. And, you know, honestly, it's been hard. I'm going to just speak to like the mom part of it. It's been hard raising her, but knowing her design, knowing that, you know, I'm going to have to like do different things in order to like help her through this time. One of being a 4-year-old, because she's curious about everything. She doesn't understand, you know, why you say no to things. And I know that's all children, right? But her, like she, her being so closed has been very difficult. And could you speak to some of that a little bit with the centers?
Of course. Yeah. And I feel you. That's really, really, really challenging because your daughter knows exactly what she wants, when she wants it. She knows what she doesn't like. She knows what she likes. She knows the way she likes things. She knows exactly the way that she needs things to be. And of course, as a mom and authority figure, that's really, really challenging. And I salute you for taking interest and to really diving into your daughter's design, because, you know, this is a gift that you're giving her, is understanding and compassion when she's 4 years old and she does not quite have that for herself, you know, quite yet. So that's beautiful that you're doing that.
Thank you.
Now, yeah, for these centers, if I have a defined center and both of you have this center undefined, that means energetically speaking, even though we're separated by time and space right now, my energy is going to influence the center in your chart, which means my center is going to condition your center, so to speak, in human design terms. Now, what that really means is that the two of you having this center open, you're going to be really empathic and you're going to be able to feel or sense, have this knowing of what this other person is thinking or feeling, depending on what center it is. So it's really, really cool when you have these open centers, like a reflector being completely open, 9 centers, no definition except for gates. You know, the centers are completely white. That means this person is going to feel everything really intensely. They're going to feel other people's emotions. They're going to feel, have these insights of what other people are thinking or dreaming about, or and so on and so on. It could be physical issues. It could be anything, as well as the environment that they're in. So everything in this universe is energy, and we have to remember that, you know, that all of our energies are interacting together all the time. And when we take responsibility for our own energy and trying to come into our true alignment, it's not a selfish thing necessarily, because our energy is then really radiating out and influencing everyone we meet in our path. And they are going to feel it. In their open centers, if you want to speak the human design terms, but also just generally speaking in energy.
I love that. And do so for people that are like close to you, like I know you said like we three are talking here, and if we have the two open centers and you have the one closed, you know, we can really feel into that and you can condition those centers. Let's say like we weren't having a conversation, and let's say I just had this like intuitive hit about you or like a thought. Is that still are we still like interacting even if we're not like in proximity or like face to face or what have you?
That could be something else, I feel like, because you have your spleen defined, both of you do. That's the intuitive center. And so you can have these intuitive hits, and that could be something about yourself. It could be about other people as well, that you are very intuitive, and that's a really consistent energy for you because those centers are defined in your charts. So that's something that you can lean on as a consistent gift in your energy. Your intuition is super strong, so trust it. So those kinds of hits could be your intuition speaking as well.
Oh, I love that so much. And I love it because Lauren and I are currently deep in training our intuitive gifts and learning to read energies. And it's been so amazing to kind of see some of the things that we get just when we're channeling or when we're, you know, really meditating and really reading these energies. And we're like, I don't know, but this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm getting. And sometimes it's like spot on. So I love the fact that having that divine spleen kind of speaks to that as well.
I love that. I listened to your episode with the intuitive reading that you did for one of the coaches, and it was absolutely beautiful. I got chills, you know, every couple minutes. It was so beautiful. And I was thinking about your spleens, and I was thinking, wow, yeah, these girls are really tapped in.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, earlier you said you'd come back to it. What about our charts makes us good for podcasting?
Yes. So you have these channels and gates that I would love to share quickly. I'll try not to dive into too many details. But essentially, you know, Lauren, you have an amazing ability to listen to people. You're actively listening, which means that you know exactly what is needed at the right time. You know what to say to this person, you know what the person needs. It's also a beautiful coaching energy. But, you know, when you have the guests on the podcast, I think you're really, really perceptive, and you're able to kind of tune in and listen actively. Like I said, that's one of the main things that I feel like, you know, is from your end of things. Whereas Rashida, you have this really, really big thing in your chart about sharing your emotional experiences. Because you've gone through a lot of stuff, not that I know all your story, but this gift is all about navigating emotional experiences that have been really challenging and owning them, and then sharing about it, and then being vulnerable and open, which, you know, listening to your podcast, you do that, you know, and you give that space to your guests or to Lauren or other people to really feel themselves about their own emotional experiences that they've gone through. And so both of you have these catalysts for change. You have these activists, these humanitarian energies in your charts. You really want to help people. That's one of the deepest desires that you have in your charts. You have sixes in your profiles, both of you, which is all about, you know, being this guide and this leader, to help other people. However, you know, you may want to take a step back sometime and actually help people from a bit of a removed place, which is also where podcasting comes in perfectly, because you're not necessarily, you're obviously doing coaching and everything on the side, but with the podcast, you give this option for people to tune in and really listen to your energy and what you have to offer. They feel your presence through the podcast, and it's healing in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm like nodding the whole time you're like speaking because it's like yes, there are so many things that were like clicking for me. When you were talking about Lauren and her active listening abilities, and Lauren, I know you don't mind me sharing, but when we were starting off and doing the coaching thing and we really like really wanted to practice. And Lauren asked for insight in certain things. Even like when she's led circles, she's asked for insight. And being her friend, I would say something like, you know, this didn't sit well with me, or this sounded like you were thinking about it. And she was like, yeah, you know, I was kind of like worried how I would come across. And I picked up on that. When Lauren does not do that, like she's flawless. She has this ability to like just say whatever needs to be said in the moment. And I can see that parallel of her not being in that active space and then her being in that space that is just her, like that's intuitively her. So Lauren, I hope you don't mind me sharing that. But I was like, oh my gosh, this was that moment that I kind of see Bergie speaking to.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah. I didn't think you would, but.
No, it's always really confirming because basically like when I try to follow quote unquote the rules to a T or too much because someone has told me like, oh, this is how you coach or this is how you hold space or, you know, whatever. It's never me at my best. I'm much better when I just drop in and I'm able to respond in the moment in whatever way is coming to me, like basically intuitively, which is why like one of the reasons that this intuitive reading mixed with coaching is so aligned for me, so much more than like a traditional coaching where you're like basically actively listening and then asking questions. I have to share like what's coming through.
Amazing. You have to keep doing that. That's the winning recipe.
Yeah. And then I love like really thinking about my life when I like have these conversations, and that's how I'm able to like express myself through my stories, which makes total sense that that's in my chart. Like these are the things that I'm like, oh my gosh, my chart says this. And this is what I actually, you know, I'm already living and I'm already doing it. And it's just having that validating factor that I am in alignment with who I am.
Yeah. I want to say too, as like a generator, it's always been really nice for me to have projectors on my team around me because they're able, kind of like Rashida was talking about, she's very good at like giving me feedback, but projectors are able to kind of like sit back and really see how things are working and give me like a totally different perspective, like on my business or on my decisions. So I always love having them around.
That's nice to hear. We'll take that as a compliment. Oh, that's projectors. Thank you.
Love you all.
I actually had our question, Brigie. I know, I feel like we can go on and on about our charts, but I wanted to know how did you step into this? You know, you're a human design reader. I know that you said you trained with De Luna, I want to say, and then you have the quantum hypnosis. And yeah. I wanted to, yeah, talk about your journey a little bit and how you got to this point.
Sure. Yeah. So human design, I found actually through Zahara Rose's podcast. There was an episode with the De Luna girls, and I just was gobsmacked that I actually hadn't heard about this before and gone through a whole spiritual journey since about 2012, not hearing about human design, just blowing my mind because it felt like it was just kind of providing answers to everything that I, you know, was wondering and at that time in my life kind of dealing with. So it was this beautiful initiation, I feel like, into this world. As a projector, it's really typical that when we get lit up by something and inspired by something, we drop everything else and just go 110% into this one theme and this one topic, and then dive into all of the rabbit holes in this topic.
So now, do you feel like, is that for every design?
That is especially for projectors.
Okay.
You know, when manifesting generators and generators are lit up by something, they will as well, for sure. Yeah. So as long as you follow, you know, what lights you up, regardless of what energy type you are, that's kind of the rule of thumb. because we have to manage our energies so that it's building instead of depleting. Mm. And, you know, everyone can get burnt out. And it's different ways and different not self themes so you can look up that each energy type has that are guiding you and saying, uh-oh, wait a second, now you're spending your energy doing something that's not filling you up. So you better get back on track and to see if you can use your strategy and authority to find back into the path of flow.
Now, were you having some of these, now you didn't know it at the time, but were you having any not self themes that kind of pointed you into human design?
For sure. I have been bitter for a lot of my life. So as a projector, that is what's called my not self theme. And, you know, it is a signpost. Now I can recognize it and I know what it is. But before, I was just bitter and just feeling not good about things. Whereas when, as soon as I learned about human design, it just gave me this permission slip to own it and to know that it's nothing wrong with me feeling bitterness. That's a natural part of my design. It's just my body and my energy telling me that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, essentially. And I'm kind of swimming upstream.
Okay. So it's like that indicator piece for you.
100%.
So I know I cut you off because I was getting really excited about all the types. I do want to hear about your story. So you found the Day Luna Girls on Sahara's podcast and you just like dove in.
I did. I researched everything. I went on their website. I booked a reading. I just, you know, went all in, tried to find the books and the research online, everything that I could. And then shortly after they announced that they were doing a reader training, and I was just thinking, this is divine timing and I have to practice my authority. So that was my first decision that I made with my human design authority, which is the emotional authority, giving myself some time and space to really think the question through before just jumping on it immediately. So it means that, you know, when you feel really excited and you feel really low, you have this emotional wave, it passes through maybe in a day, maybe in a couple of days, and it can feel kind of random, these emotions. So when you ask yourself this question, okay, is this the right decision for me? Does this really make me happy? And when you answer yes, even when you're in your highs and in your lows, that's how you know it's the right decision. And for me, I asked myself, okay, should I do this reader training? And I was yes, even when I was low. And that's the big thing. And that was a huge learning opportunity for me. And something else that really guided me through to taking my QHHT practitioner exam. And, you know, Dolores Cannon, I'm not sure if you are familiar with her. Have you heard of her before?
I have. I love her books. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, she's amazing. So she was a hypnotherapist from the States and she passed away in 2014 or 2017. I can't quite remember. I believe maybe 2014. Anyways, yeah. So she was a hypnotherapist who kind of accidentally stumbled upon past life regressions. So she started all the way back in the 1960s and 70s with her husband working at an army camp doing hypnosis for people who wanted to stop smoking. They wanted to maybe change their diet. And then all of a sudden, one of their clients just jumped into a completely different life and they had no idea what was happening. But this lady started talking about this life in the 20s, 1920s in Chicago, and she described everything in such perfect detail that they were intrigued. And so since then, Dolores developed this technique that is a beautiful technique that is really safe. It has a lot of kind of safeguards built into it to make the client feel really safe and supported on their journey to discover their past lives. But if you don't really believe in past lives, which is completely fine because everyone has their own opinion and own experiences, you can think of it as just images or visions that your highest self is showing you in order to provide answers to the questions that you have in the moment. The most beautiful thing, though, about QHHT is the healing component of it, because at the end, we will contact the highest self directly, and they will do healing physically, emotionally, spiritually on your body. And it is, I'm so honored and just in awe every time I get to witness this and hear from clients afterwards. And just really, really, really grateful to have begun that journey.
Besides the healings, like from their highest self, what has stood out to you the most through performing this technique?
Essentially, it is how people go into completely different lives. So some people go into all these spacey kind of like out of earth, you know, galaxies. Maybe they're just floating around in space, or they're just seeing themselves as a color. Whereas other people go into lives that are concrete and really detailed in, you know, one lady went to South America and she saw herself as this lady, you know, just working on her farm and so on and so on. So it's like the whole spectrum from just like farmers and human lives to like the elements, to the earth, to like all kinds of things. It's amazing. So people have the wildest experiences. And the cool thing too is that most people these days are actually remembering afterwards, whereas before there's been a shift, because before most people didn't remember. They were just completely zoned out during the hypnosis. Whereas now more and more people actually remember the whole story and all of their lives that they've gone through, which is really fascinating.
So I have a question for you, because I know Lauren and I'm like dropping a little hint here, but we do have a guest coming on that talks about the past lives next month. But would you say that, because you said that you have that healing component of the highest self coming through, and the highest self will show, you know, whoever's under this hypnosis what they need in the moment. So would you say that all the past lives that we've had, whether it's, you know, just a person or we are the elements, which I never like would have thought of, like, that's like really cool. Makes me want to like do some research and like really dig into that. But would you say that all of that, and I know like these timelines are all happening at the same time, right? Like that's really what's going on. But would you say that all these things are preparing us for this like shift that's happening right now that's going on? Because you hear that all the time. There's this shift, there's this awakening, there's this big, you know, thing happening. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, 100%. So the interesting thing is that whether all of these things that we see in a past life regression are real or not, they are experienced as real in the moment. And in some of Dolores's books, she actually explores this in great detail, how a soul chooses to come into Earth, and they go to the Akashic Records, and they actually go through maybe other people's lives, and they maybe go through maybe the life of an element and really kind of experience and feel it in the moment, but from the Akashic Records, before they're incarnated as a person. So I really highly recommend reading some of her books, or all of them for that matter. It's just so fascinating. I love this topic. But truly, the people who are on this earth right now, we have, maybe some of us have never actually been humans before. And especially many of the children born today, you know, they're just from the stars, you know, they haven't been in human form before. And it can be really harsh because it's a really dense and physical place. However, all of us are contributing to raising the vibrations of the planet. And like I mentioned with the human design, we do this by doing it in ourselves first, because everything is connected. The quantum field is entangled. You know, everything is energy. And when you raise your own vibrations, you contribute to raising the vibrations of the planet. And so even when, you know, the star seeds and the new souls that are born right now maybe have a really hard time adjusting to this climate and to Earth and to the density here, you know, that's a valuable lesson too. And that's all of these lessons that we have that are difficult and challenging contribute to us taking ownership and learning and growing as this divine creature experiencing itself in all these facets that we've been split into.
Yeah, I love that. And I definitely recommend to anyone who this is maybe new to, or it maybe there's a little ping, but they're a little bit skeptical, to definitely go in and read Dolores's work, because this isn't like prose she's writing. She's basically just offering up transcripts from her hypnosis sessions. And, you know, obviously, like, past lives has been a part of different religions and traditions for a long time. But some of these concepts are really new, especially like starseeds, for instance, or people volunteering to come to Earth. That's part of Dolores's work. This was all new to her too, as she's seeing clients, and like suddenly, you know, she's talking about past lives with somebody and maybe they're talking about the Civil War or something, but then somebody else is talking about being in like an alien body, and she's just like, what? So it's really interesting to like go along with her discovery process. And I think a lot of people talk about these concepts now, but might not know that they come from her work. So yeah, it's definitely worth diving into if you want to have your mind totally blown.
Yeah, that will be me. I'm like, oh, another thing I have to add to my Audible list. Not that I have to. I do want to do it.
Yeah, wow. You don't have to listen to it all at once. You know, each session is really like a transmission, so you could savor it over a long time. And there's a lot of books, so
take my time.
Yeah, manifesting generator who wants to read them all at once.
It's such a thing. I find myself sometimes I actually take like a year to read a book, because I'll start it, I'll get into it, and I'll find something else, and I'll be like, that kind of reminds me of this one book. And I realized, oh, I never finished. You know, that's my design, I guess. I'm just going to follow it all and do it all. What lights me up. So, oh man, this has been awesome. So Lauren, do you have any other questions for Bergy? I feel like we could still dive into like the human design thing. I know we got like off on the past life.
Well, no, I mean, this isn't necessarily a question or just it's more of an observation, but what I love is about both of the things that you're doing, Bergy, is how well they work together, like through the QHHT, people are really like tapping into their past lives and their purpose, you know, and then through human design, they can learn like how to be in their purpose, like how to live in a sustainable way that allows them to, yeah, be lit up and in turn, like light up and raise the vibration of the world. So you're just doing such beautiful work, and I'm so excited for you. I first met you over a year ago, I think, because we're all part of the same club. And I believe when I did a coaching session with you, you hadn't started your human design yet. So it's really cool to see you like just, you know, you had beautiful energy then, but you were just like glowing. And I'll also say, because there is a baby in there, but which I don't think we've mentioned yet, but you seem, yeah, like I guess the word is lit up by everything you're doing. And it's awesome. Like when people click into their purpose, it's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. It feels like it. And it's also thanks to human design that I'm now able to recognize it and to follow those passions and everything that lights me up. And I wanted to share it with everyone else. So thank you so much for having me on. It's been such a pleasure talking to you both and to get to share about these things that I'm so passionate about. So thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. I want to say one more thing too. Like, I'm super passionate about purpose, Dharma, and this is exactly why I feel like I get on this all the time, but this is exactly why, you know, when I think about like the majority of people, or even like people from my past, we would hate going into work. We would hate doing, and I don't even think it was like the work. I think no matter what we would have done, it would have just felt like a drag because we were not in alignment with our purpose. And like really seeing this knowledge that you have for human design and this passion that you have, like it makes me want to continue to do my work, you know, as a soul's purpose coach to like bring people into this. And I just want to say thank you for like following your passion and your dream. I know you have dreams now of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. You have this soul that you're about to bring into this plane. And I know I kind of want to check in because I know it's going to like, things are going to shift for you. Lauren and I talk about this all the time. Like when you have that baby, you take that pause, which I hope you will take that pause. But just being able to see things from a mother's eye, like it almost up levels you in a way. It breaks you down a little bit, I'd say, but it also up levels you. And so I can't wait to see like where you go with this, because this is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet this little person. And I feel like it's going to, just like you said, it's going to give me a great opportunity to dive even deeper and to connect with clients between breastfeeding. I don't know. We'll see what the schedule will look like.
I mean, Lauren's breastfeeding right now, y'all, so you could do it.
Exactly. Yeah, you two are such great expanders for me, and just to see how you're interacting with your children and how you're learning about their design and everything, it's just so inspirational to me. So I'd like to thank you for that as well. And I can't wait to go on this journey together.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you. I have so much love for you. You are like opening my world when you gave me my reading, and then like really helping me out when you gave me Macy's reading, because it just made things click so much for me. It kind of put the reins back of being that authority figure, that parent, because I want to raise my daughter consciously, you know, gently. And sometimes when she's closed off, it's hard. And I will share with the podcast that I sent Lauren some pictures and a video. Maceana decided that she wanted a new hairstyle, and we decided to use Daddy's beard trimmer. So, we're going to have to grow some hair out, and then we're going to have a big chop.
Oh, no.
Now I'm sitting here and it's like hilarious. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, in a year's time, we won't really worry about it. But I told Lauren, I shared this with her, you know, if that were me, it would have been so different. But knowing who she is, knowing her design, knowing the type of child she is and what I'm here to do and why I'm here to do it, like, it's hair. It's going to grow back. Those curls will come back one day. But I appreciate you so much. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you starting or expanding your family. And I cannot wait to see what you do. So, Berkey, will you be our bestie?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So, bestie, how can all of our other besties get into contact with you? Where can they find you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. So it's _bergly_. And my website is www.bergly.com. So those are the main best ways to connect with me. I also would love to offer your listeners a special discount for our human design reading, one-on-one.
Oh, yes.
So if you are listening to this and you're curious, you can get 22% off of my one-on-one human design reading, and you just use the code YSBHD for your spiritual bestie human design.
That's really simple to remember. Thank you so much. What a gift. Really appreciate that for our fam. Berkey, thank you so much for joining us today and diving deep. I really appreciate you like holding back on the reins, because I know you could have like unloaded so much information on us today. And that's the thing about design. I feel like you can keep coming to it and coming to it, and there's so much more that you can get from that. And Lauren, thank you so much for being here, for asking the questions and really saying what we need in the moment. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for showing up and for bringing Miles' little chunky cheeks today.
Yes, and he's knocked out, so I'm feeling good right now.
Nice. Yeah, you know, in motherhood, we're talking about like so many days, it's just about like showing up and working with what you've got.
Yeah.
And it makes you so strong, and it really like enriches what you have to offer the world, I think, especially if you're able to like go with the flow and like be present, like you were talking about, and learn all the lessons that you're meant to learn from motherhood. It's just like such a beautiful thing. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I would like to say too, as to Lauren's point, like I know not everyone might agree with me with this, but I feel like COVID happened for a reason. And I mean, Lauren, think about it. I don't think you would be where you are right now if that didn't happen, if you weren't trying to find how to, you know, stay in business and like support the people that you already had with you, you know. And COVID gave us such an opportunity to realize that we can do it all. It might not look as professional, suit and tie, cut and dry, right? Mm-hmm. But it can happen all at the same time. And our possibilities are endless. On our Oracle reading, we talked about that, and our possibilities are endless, and it can look at every way, and it doesn't have to look like anyone else. And so, Bergie, I am so excited for what you have going on, where you're going, bringing the soul into the world, and I can't wait to see what you come up with next and how you support others.
Thank you so much, and thanks again for having me here. It's been such a blissful time talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.